What's up, everybody? This is That Weird Show, and of course, I am your weird host, The Shadow. I do want to get this out of the way right now. If you hear something kick on and off in the background, that is my AC. It's just a little warm at this time of night, at this time of year in Minnesota. So again, I apologize for that. Tonight's show is going to be a little different, at least this video. And I just want to make some announcements right away that I am, at the moment, not going to be streaming live, but I will be recording shows and uploading them to YouTube, Rumble, and posting the links on Facebook and X. And eventually, I will also be getting back into RSS, which I will be able to have the audios available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a few other platforms. The past episodes are still available, so you can check them out. I will try to have the link in the description, so please stop by, check them out, and, you know, hit the subscribe, share, like, follow, all that good stuff. I can't do this without you guys. No matter how good the content may be, no show is ever good without its audience. And that's where you guys come in. And I appreciate every one of you that has done that so far. I couldn't do this without you. As I said, I wanted to talk about a few things. And I've been putting this off because I don't know how to talk about this. Ever since the shooting at Annunciation, I have been seeing a scary rise in toxic behavior. And then, of course, we have the assassination of Charlie Kirk on September 10th. And then again, the behavior that followed afterward was just, I don't know how to describe it other than unhuman. And I'm not going to lie. When all this first happened, when I first heard about Charlie Kirk's assassination, I was just angry. Because here was a guy who was murdered for exercising his right to free speech. The same free speech that liberals have been on everybody else about. Well, we should be able to speak what we want. We should be able to say what we want to say. If we want to say we hate Republicans, we have the right to do so. Well, you know what? You're right. You do have that right. But here's the thing. The other side had the same right to say the opposite. And I will admit, I was raised up in a conservative family. So a lot of my views are conservative. But I was also a rebellious, very rebellious in my younger days. So I have some views that are liberal. And it wouldn't be until I became an adult that I began to realize that I didn't want to be conservative or liberal. I just wanted to be somebody with some common sense. I wanted to be somebody that, you know, that helped people when they needed it. I wanted to be somebody that respected others and let them be who they wanted to be. And I'm still that way. But it seems like with each coming generation, they're more mentally unstable. They're more emotionally unhinged. They become more saturated with public opinions and being liked, and the idea that if this group doesn't like you, then you have to completely change who you are in order to be liked by somebody that obviously can't see you for what you're really worth. Or it's the opposite. If you see a group that doesn't like you, you do everything you can to cancel that group out. You do everything you can to shut that group out. And the one thing that I've always found so frustrating about the rhetoric surrounding free speech is the fact that Everybody loves free speech until they hear something they don't like. I can't stand the KKK. But if I am going to expect people to respect my right to free speech, and you know what? I have to respect their right. I don't like BLM. But I respect their right to speak what they want to speak. I don't like liberal, but I respect their right to speak what they want to speak. I don't like conservative, but I respect their right to be able to say what they want to say. Realistically, I really don't like about 98% of the world. But I can't tell people what they can or can't say, because then if I do that, then I no longer have the liberty to say what I want to say. And of course, you know, everybody's going on about this whole thing. Well, what about hate speech? Well, let me ask you this. Who defines what hate speech really is? Is it really hate speech, or is it speech you hate? You know, like I said, I was raised in a conservative family, so this might surprise you, but I think Pam Bondi's off her rocker. This whole thing about shutting down hate speech. Again, the question remains, who defines hate speech? And yet here we are. This is another thing that gets me. How is it that we as a society, as a culture, as a country, as a species, whatever you want to call it, how is it that we have come to a point where we are so interconnected today, more than ever in history? We've got social media, we've got mainstream media, we've got cell phones, you can talk to anybody you want on the other side of the planet instantly. You have access to information instantly. This whole thing was supposed to connect us, and yet we are more divided than we have ever been. And I know some of you are going to probably, you know, want to cancel me, hate me, whatever. You know what? You can kiss my bender. We are more divided than we were in the days of the Civil War. Because the ugly truth is simply this. In the Civil War, you had the North, you had the South. You had Republican, you had Democrat. You had slave owners, you had non-slave owners. It was that simple. The line was that clear. The line was split. There was no blurring. There was nothing. And yet nowadays, we have a world that is so confused and so angry and so out of touch with itself. Nobody knows where the line is anymore. Universities used to be institutions that prided itself on teaching future mind how to think. Now they're just propaganda center that tells you what to think. We used to watch the news and read the newspaper to get information. Now we're just fed disinformation, misinformation, wrong information. We used to talk to people so that we could just, sorry about that. We used to talk to people just so that we could be able to understand one another. And now there's no such thing as a conversation anymore. And that's just what happened with Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk went to universities not to force people to believe what he believed, but to get people to think, challenge what they knew, what they believed. And I feel the same way. I honestly believe that if you cannot defend your position, then maybe you should ask yourself if you really believe in that position. If you don't know what your position is, then how in the world do you expect to win a debate? Things aren't what they used to be. They haven't been for a long time. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I was a friend. I was a brother. I was a neighbor. I was a stranger that helped you out when you needed it. I was there for you until somebody told you I wasn't. And most of you that know me are already starting to question things. And those of you that don't know me are already wondering, how are you going to cancel me? You've already established in your mind that you hate me, even though you really don't know me at all. And that's a sad thing. When the Annunciation shooting happened, I was angry in the beginning, but then I began to feel sorry for the shooter as well, because regardless of how you feel about him, that is a young life lost. Same thing with those two children that died in the school. Charlie Kirk, love him or hate him, that's a life lost. And now Charlie Kirk's assassin could face the death penalty. That's going to be another life lost. How many lives are we going to lose before we realize that as long as we let social media, mainstream media, politics divide us? When do we wake up and say, no more Republican, no more Democrat, no more system, no more elite? Because the truth of the matter is, there is nothing wrong with the system. The system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's the people that are in control of it. It is no longer in our control. It's been out of our control for a long time. And now, the very thing we've let go the control of is now controlling us. We need to take it back. We have a lot of people that are spewing ugly rhetoric. And not just liberal. Now the conservatives are starting to do it. I can't tell the difference between the two anymore. Who are we as American? What are we? What have we become? Do we have what it takes to take this country back away from the elite and make it what it was meant to be? A land of opportunity. A land of dreams. A land of respect. It's up to us, guys. Be smart. Be safe. And be kind to one another, because you never know, your one act of kindness could change somebody's life. And as always, stay weird, people.